Good morning, and it's time now for our one-on-one with the pro. Trevor Dorsey is in with us today, and he's with Regent Bank. How you doing there, Trevor?
Doing pretty good. How about you this morning?
Well, I tell you what, I saw the sun just a little bit, so I felt a little bit better about it all. How's the banking biz doing these days?
It's good. It's busy. Thankfully, it's stayed that way. I guess maybe that you could view that as a blessing or a curse, you know. Unfortunately, the economy has not been the best with this pandemic, and so
interesting 6 weeks, huh?
Yeah. And so we had the first round of PPP. For those of you that may not know what that is, a paycheck protection program that's provided by the government, and it's I guess circumvented or processed through the SBA, Small Business Administration. And so we're in the middle of round two on that, and so there's different phases and different people can apply at different times. So if you own a business, and not I guess you may not even have to own a business, you can there's other sometimes you have a DBA doing business as you know, you don't necessarily have to be a Schedule C or Schedule S business, or you know, an LLC or incorporation. I know right now the second run, a lot of ranchers and farmers have been able to take an opportunity through their Schedule F on their tax return in order to apply for some proceeds that may help them. You know, everybody's been affected by this, and it is a good thing because I know some businesses might not have made it otherwise. So if you think that it might be an opportunity to provide some help for you, we'd love to hear from you. We can at least look at your financials to see if that's an option, and kind of go from there. So that's kept us a little busy, and you know, just the norms of everyday banking. You know, there was a bit of a refinance deal going on for a while. I think that's slowed down a little bit because everybody's probably about got it done.
But, oh yeah,
you know, the home mortgage rates are incredibly low again. So if you don't own a home, maybe now's the time to look at buying one, because the rates are greatly in your favor. I know you and I have been around long enough. We've seen where the rates were pretty absorbently high.
First time I made a substantial loan was probably in the late 70s, early 80s. And I think the interest rate on my car was 18%. Last I checked, that was darn near usury. But that was a cheap rate at that time. And now to see things like they are 2, 3, whatever, 1.5, if you're really, really good, it's incredible.
Yeah.
So, it's, man.
Yeah, car rates, it's tough for, I think most banks would tell you, it's tough for them, for us to compete, you know, maybe with some of the resources the dealerships have. You know, I know GM, seems like it's been probably at least a year ago, Beth decided she needed, you know, a new one. And so we did that. Well, 0%. I mean, kind of hard not to take 0%.
Yeah. Right? Zero's your hero in that case.
You know, somebody asked me if we were providing that at the bank. I said, not quite. You know,
no, not there yet.
Yeah, hit that nonprofit status yet. But
if you need money to expand, you know, like say you're looking at your business, or perhaps your home you're adding on, or if you're buying a new home, moving up, or even, you know, moving down, depending on where you are, these are tremendous rates.
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't know if we'll ever see that again in our lifetime.
Probably not. Who knows? You know, I never say never, I guess. But, you know, it could be somebody thinking about, they've always wanted a house, you know, over on the lake or whatever, a cabin, and never quite pulled the trigger. Well, now the rates are in your favor. If you've ever had a reason to kind of get you over the hump on that deal. And like you said, there's different seasons of life for people. You know, somebody could have a sizable home and their kids are all out of the house, and they're, you know, and they don't need that size of home, so they're going to downsize. Or your first time home buyer. So, you know, a lot of different groupings there of people, and depending on what season they're in their life. But, yeah, rates are great on that. Rates are good on the auto side, too. I mean, we've got some really outstanding rates. Can't do the 0% that GM does, but, you know, we do have really good auto rates right now. So,
yes, you do. You do. And, of course, folks, if you haven't been down to visit Trevor in the nice new building here in Bartlesville, you gotta do it. You got that beautiful mural That's right there. It tells you right where you are.
Oh yeah, once you turn on Dewey, you can't miss us. You'll see the mural, and the Price Tower on the mural aligns perfectly with Price Tower behind it. So
right behind it.
You know you're there when you see it extend up on past the mural. Deposit rates aren't super right now, but we do have free checking products, and on the business side, we have some nonprofit products that help nonprofits. We don't charge nonprofits for any of our services, which helps. And on the personal side, I like to maybe kind of jokingly say we have the largest ATM network of any bank around, and woo-hoo. Somebody looks at me funny. So, well, you have 10 free transactions at any ATM throughout the continental United States every month.
And so, wow.
So if you got a debit card, your wife's got a debit card or ATM card, then you each get 10 free transactions. It doesn't matter where it's at, we're not going to charge you.
And it's doubtful, unless you're really busy and going a lot of places, it's doubtful you're going to use those up in a month.
You know, society's got to where we always had this conversation about technology. Uh-huh. And my dad still is, he's the cash guy, you know. I mean, he's always got cash. No matter what he's doing, he's going to pay in cash. And he's just been that way his entire life. I guess, you know, old habits are hard to break. Well, he gets on to me. We go somewhere, you never got any cash. I'm like, with the debit cards anymore, it's just you don't. I mean, everybody takes a debit card, so you really don't. I find myself very in very few situations where I need cash. I mean, on occasion there is, but you can run by an ATM, grab some cash. Now Venmo and Google Pay and all these different apps you've got. I mean, you know, if I owe you some money, I'm just like, hey, I'll Venmo it to you. And I mean, it's pretty crazy all these different things you can do to where you. You know, ATM transactions are probably getting less and less. And you can go to the store, you go to the gas station now, you can get cash back. You can go to Walmart, you can buy any stores. Like, you have the option to just get some cash back with your purchase if you need.
And it's done. It is just flat done. Plus, the math's done for you, too.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty pretty easy. But
can't forget.
So we like to use that tool. It's, you know, any ATM in town, you can use it, and there's not going to be a charge up to 10 times per month. And, you know, on average, I don't know that anybody uses an ATM that often.
I can't think of a reason to. But it's there if you need it.
Oh, yeah.
You need it.
Yeah. I mean, on occasion, you still need some cash, you know.
Sure do.
Our kids are almost past the kiddie park. That used to be our big deal, you know, in the summertime. It's just like, hey, we're going to kiddie park. Got to grab some cash.
Get some 5s, 10s, 20s, and 1s. Let's roll. Yeah. Well, you know, like we said, it's still there. If you need it, it's always good to have it. Now, Regent Bank has just been busy. We recently had the Junior Livestock Show. Now, you're also on the board there of Transparency, but it's still fun to see all of the businesses participate out there and just encourage the kids and have a ball.
You bet. That's one of my favorite times of the year. You get to see all these kids. You get to see their animal, their project, and how much time and energy they put into that, what all they've done. And just, it's always fun visiting with these kids, you know. And this year, I was a little worried because of the pandemic that there might not be quite the support you normally see. But
I think, full house.
I think we had more sponsorships and donations and premiums than we had the previous year. Yeah. I know the Chili Supper, I think, did the best it's ever done. And so maybe this year people have really come together and just said, hey, you know, we know it's a down year, but we're going to make sure that these kids have the support that they need to continue on with these projects and get more kids involved in it. And it's a really good thing. Our school here in Bartlesville, we've got started off with one ag teacher. Now we got two. And we have, of course, the show piece of the FFA, but there is a horticulture aspect to that. We're looking at a potential bond issue here coming up in August, and that should help garner a facility kind of just catty corner across from the football stadium down there on Shawnee that would allow more kids the opportunity to show. As you know, a lot of kids live in town, and it's tough for them to have animals in town that you can show, unless, you know, maybe you got a chicken or a rabbit. But, you know, I don't know that everybody wants a couple of pigs or goats or even a cow in their backyard. So it'll be an opportunity. And, you know, being in banking, we have a lot of ag clients, so we really support you know, that industry and love that industry. You know, it's kind of what founded Oklahoma, that, you know, you cattle and oil. And so, yeah, it's a special time of year seeing these kids involved in these projects. And now everybody's heading off to OYE, which that's the Oklahoma Youth Expo there in Oklahoma City. And that's a huge deal. That usually goes on for a week. And these kids are down there showing their animals. And so it's a big deal. This time of year is just hopping. And those sales are going on like every weekend. So when you got a lot of clients that are spread out, you know, we're going to a lot of these premium sales. Ooh. And supporting a lot of different kids. But it's a great time of year.
I'm glad we caught you between events.
yeah, it's on. You can burn up a few miles on the highway going to these events. And you know, I think some of these premium sales struggled a little more than usual because of the pandemic and COVID and things that were going on, and the economy just not being great. And some of them have done better than they've traditionally done. So I applaud at least everybody here locally in our community for stepping up and really taking the opportunity to support these kids and keep that drive going.
Not only was the premium sale well attended, but even the daytime events, I was like, whoa, because there were darn few empty seats in the bleachers there at the show barn.
Those events, people come out and
they do. They spend the whole day.
Yeah, want to see these animals, see these kids show. I mean, it's a big deal, and not just these shows. You know, I've had the opportunity to judge, you know, parliamentary procedure and speech contest through FFA, and man, these kids, some of them will just absolutely knock your socks off, amaze you. You know, talk about developing future leaders, this is a program that does that, I can promise you.
They have some pretty sharp communication skills, and they can also argue the point very, very well, very logically. And I like seeing what's coming up. They really do present the best.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's and it gives another opportunity. Obviously, our schools have a lot of opportunities for kids. You know, you've got you know, orchestra, you got band, you got cheerleading, you got sports, all kinds of sports, you know, way more sports opportunities than I was a kid. And then now you've got FFA and 4-H and some options that maybe some of the kids here in Bartlesville didn't have. And so everything that we can offer kids an opportunity can give them that much more, you know, chances for avenues that maybe would drive them into a career or further their education because of it. And so it's really good seeing that we do have this ag program now, and the community and the school system has been very supportive of making it happen. And so I look for great things in the future on that.
Oh, indeed. Regent Bank is, if you're not too familiar with them, go down, visit with them. The lobby's open.
Yep, we've been open, kept the lobby open. We made sure that we want all customers to feel safe. You know, you got the option of if you want to wear a mask or need to wear a mask, and then we encourage you to do so. But we wanted to make sure our lobbies were open so we could make sure our customers got the service they needed. And some customers didn't feel comfortable coming in. That's fine. We got a drive-thru as well, and we got, you know, all the technology options that we talk about all the time. You know, you can do anything sitting at your kitchen table. You can do, you know, mobile deposit, take a picture, bam, it's in your account.
I still don't know how that works. I'm going to figure that out, but that is cool.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Yeah. We have a lot of clients that use that, you know, who would have ever thought that we would, you know, I know you and I probably in our lifetime, you're thinking, well, you know,
I'm still kind of impressed that we carry our phones with us, to be quite honest with you, let alone that it doubles as a Kodak.
Can we go back to the flip phone? I mean, you know,
we couldn't do that.
We're too accessible. Technology has made you way too accessible. You know, when you can do everything you can do from a computer on an iPhone, then, you know, we've come quite a turn here.
Speaking of the computer, where can they find you on the web if they want to take a look around before they come in and make that face-to-face?
They can go to www.regentbank.com, you know, and they can call in. And when they go to the website, it's pretty easy to navigate. You've got the tools that you can click up there, and it'll outline all the products and services we have, and you can really delve into that and see, you know, what might what might look to best align for what your need is, and then we have a call center you can call in, and they can either get you with someone that specializes in a certain area, or if you know somebody within the bank, you can call and ask for them, and we can get you to the right place. But whether you call or come in, you know, our ultimate goal is to get you the right product or service that will help meet your need and get you where you want to be.
All right, Regent Bank. Make it your bank. Trevor Dorsey, thank you for being with us.
Thanks, sir.
All righty.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Every 2 seconds, someone in the U.S. needs it, but only about 3% of the population donates. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. When you make your appointment to donate blood at redcrossblood.org/missing types, you can help give strength to kids, parents, and grandparents who face life and death challenges. From cancer patients to accident survivors waiting for critical surgeries, your generosity can give someone more life. Don't wait until the letters A, B, and O are missing from hospital shelves. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
This is News Radio K1, AM 1400 and 93.3 FM, and online at bartlesvilleradio.com.